Imagine handing a teenager a double shot energy drink right next to a baby trying to take its first bottle.
Oh man, total chaos.
Right, total chaos. But that is essentially what you're doing to your yard when you throw down standard fertilizer at the exact same time you scatter new grass seed.
Exactly.
So, welcome to the Deep Dive. We are your resident experts from Heron Home and Outdoor, and today our mission is to save you time, money, and, well, a completely ruined lawn.
Yeah, we're basically tearing down the biggest myth in overseeding. Because, I mean, we know the assumption you probably have. You want a lush lawn, so you figure, hey, multitasking is the smart play.
Right, feed the old grass, seed the bare spots, just get it all done in one afternoon.
It is the ultimate trap for the ambitious homeowner. But standard fertilizer is just loaded with a nitrogen, which is, chemically engineered to trigger aggressive, leafy top growth.
Right, so the established blades just explode upward.
Exactly. They just shoot up.
And isn't that basically like, doesn't it mean those poor new seeds, which are desperately trying to sprout, suddenly find themselves trapped under this massive green canopy?
Oh, 100%. You are literally starving them of sunlight.
Wow. It just completely smothers the new sprouts before they even stand a chance.
It really does. The biology absolutely works against your intentions here.
Yeah.
That canopy effect is exactly why the golden rule of overseeding is that you must wait a full 6 to 8 weeks before applying standard fertilizer.
6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, you just have to let those new blades actually reach the sun.
Okay, well, that makes sense for a decent lawn. But what if my soil is totally depleted, like an absolute wasteland?
Right.
If I absolutely must fertilize while seeding, am I just completely out of luck?
Well, no, but the sequence is everything. First, you always have to mow low and aerate.
Okay, so the seed actually hits the dirt rather than getting trapped up in the grass blades.
Exactly. You want good soil contact. And then, if feeding is totally mandatory, you cannot use standard fertilizer. You have to swap it out for a starter fertilizer.
Ah, okay, a starter fertilizer. Because, like, the chemical payload is entirely different.
Totally different. Starter fertilizers basically flip the traditional ratio. They dial way back on the nitrogen and heavily boost the phosphorus.
Oh, gotcha. And what does the extra phosphorus do?
At a cellular level, high levels of phosphorus prioritize root strength, so it builds up that underground mass instead of forcing that suffocating top growth we talked about.
Oh, wow. So the new seeds get the energy they need to anchor into the soil.
Yeah.
But the existing grass doesn't suddenly skyrocket and block out all the light.
Right. It is a highly targeted feed, assuming, of course, your lawn actually relies on seeds to build those roots in the first place.
Oh, that is such a good point. Because geography completely derails this whole strategy.
It really does.
Like, if you're living down in Florida, pretty much everything we just outlined about patching your lawn with seed just gets thrown right out the window.
Yeah, permanent Florida lawns, like St. Augustine grass, aren't grain from seed at all. They propagate vegetatively.
Meaning they're laid down as sod or plugs.
Exactly. So if you're out there trying to overseed a permanent St. Augustine lawn, hoping to fill in a bare patch, you are literally just throwing money in the dirt.
Just throwing it away. So
Yeah.
the only time this overseeding biology actually applies down there is during the cooler months, right?
Right. When you're putting down temporary winter ryegrass, that is the one scenario where you'd actually be dealing with seeds, aeration, and starter fertilizers in that specific climate.
Makes sense.
Otherwise, the biological mechanics of lawn repair are totally different.
Well, it really highlights how knowing the specific chemical mechanisms saves you from sabotaging your own yard.
Absolutely.
But before we wrap up today, I want to leave you with a final thought to mull over. Next time you see a neighbor struggling with patchy new grass, ask yourself if they accidentally starved their new seeds by overfeeding their old grass.
It happens way more often than you'd think.
It really does. For professional help, call Heron Home and Outdoor at 1-800-814-3766.